Welcome to Hump Day Hot Tips. Hump Day Hot Tips give you inspiration to get your imagination going. Remember, these episodes are meant to be suggestions and inspiration, not rules to follow. Así que, diviértete and happy humping. Happy Hump Day, mi gente. Welcome back to another episode of Hump Day Hot Tips. Today's hot tip is to set boundaries with those around you. So as the holidays are coming up, I think it's super important to talk about this topic. And especially because the way that I see boundaries being talked about is often from a place of naivety or ignorance. And the way that it's often talked about is like, oh, well, I can't set boundaries. Like, I'm Latina. Like, my family doesn't care about boundaries, or, you know, people don't listen, so it doesn't even matter. I can't set boundaries. But that's because you're coming from a place of ignorance around the definition of what a boundary actually is. A boundary isn't something that you create in order for someone else to change their behavior. A boundary is a kind of like a line in the sand, or like a fence, if you want to think about it as a fence, that you put in place to separate you from that action. Right? So let's say your tías always talk about your body, right? So it doesn't matter how they talk about it. It's just they talk about it in a way that you don't like. And you're like, oh, well, I tried to set boundaries before, but they keep talking about my body. Like, they don't care that I set a boundary. But that's because you are not holding up your end of the bargain. Right? The boundary is for you. It is not for other people. We cannot control what other people think, feel, and do. We can only control us. And so when you set an effective boundary, like an actual boundary, what you are doing, what this is an example of what this would look like. So if we're going to continue talking about the body, which is super common in families, especially around this time of year, right? It could look something like this. I do not like when my family comments on my body, or whoever it is, right? It doesn't matter. It could be family, friends, quien sea, doesn't matter. They can keep talking about your body all they want. That is not for you to control, because you cannot control that. But what a boundary might look like would be deciding ahead of time what you are going to do in the event that they talk about your body. So for example, you can say, so you show up to your abuelo's house for Christmas, whatever, and your tía's like, ay, like, you know, you're getting weight or whatever, right? You can say, you know what, tía, like, actually, I don't appreciate you talking about my body like that. Like, I'm not going to listen to that anymore. So if you decide to continue commenting on my body, then I will just go in the other room, or I will leave, right? So it does take some... it does take some strength on your end to actually do that, right? But I also want you to keep in mind the strength that it takes to continue listening to these things that you do not like, right? And so I really want you to think about, what is it that you want to do in the event that the boundary is crossed. So someone talks about your body, someone does whatever other thing it is that you're trying to create a boundary around. Do you want to say something? Do you want to just leave? Do you want to say something and then leave, right? Do you want to give like a warning? Do you want to, I don't know, punch them in the face? I don't know. Like, you'll get to decide ahead of time. But the idea is that you are deciding ahead of time what you are going to do. So if you decide ahead of time, you know what, like, I'm going to let my tía know, because up until this point, I haven't said anything. I've just kind of brushed it off. So decide, you know what, I'm going to let her know that I'm not going to tolerate this behavior anymore. And if she continues, I will leave the room. Or if there's not another room that I can go into, then I will just leave. Or maybe I'll just ignore her and I won't have a conversation with her, right? Like, you get to decide. But in order to keep the boundary, you need to be consistent with that. So if you decide, you know what, I'm just going to walk to the, I'm going to go to another room. If she starts saying that, you know, after I've already mentioned it to her once that I'm not going to tolerate this, I'm just going to go in the other room, end the conversation, right? Because there is no conversation if you stop it, right? There has to be two people to have a conversation. So if you're listening to them and going back and forth, then you are playing into this by letting them continue, right? So I want you to decide ahead of time. So she goes to the party, you've decided ahead of time, you know what, she talks about my body, I'm going to walk in the other room, and I'm going to let her know that, you know what, this is not okay. So you get to the party, hi tia, you're like, hi tia, she's like, ay hija, you gained some weight, you know, whatever. And then you're like, you know what, actually tia, like, I don't really appreciate you talking about my body like that, so just so you know, like, the next time that that happens, like, I'm just going to leave the room. Like, I'm not having this conversation with you. So she might be like, ¿qué le pasa? You know, whatever, how they normally act. And, you know, change the subject, whatever. A little bit later, when y'all are eating dinner or whatever it is that y'all are doing, she says something again. She makes a comment. More, maybe it's more of like an indirecta this time, right? So no need to say anything. Get up, walk to the other room. Again, if walking to another room isn't available to you, then you can just leave. And I understand the cost that that takes, the esfuerzo that that requires, right? Because it takes you essentially standing up almost to your entire family because, you know, people are like, oh, pues que le pasa? And oftentimes it's a projection because they are not standing up for their own selves, right? And also, sometimes that might mean you leaving a holiday and not spending it with your family because your tía don't know how to act, right? So I totally understand that. But what I don't want you doing is setting boundaries with the assumption that the action that you do not tolerate or do not want to tolerate is going to stop because you do not control other people's thoughts, feelings, and actions. They control those. You control your thoughts, feelings, and actions. So you can decide, I will not tolerate this behavior. And in the event that this happens, I'm going to walk away, punch them in the face, whatever it is. It doesn't matter, right? You get to decide, but decide ahead of time. If you have any questions about this, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Sex and Spanglish, and we'll talk about how you can, you know, set an effective boundary or boundaries for the holidays. So happy holidays and happy humping, mi gente. If you want help learning to apply these tips, then this is your invitation to join the Sinvergüenza Symposium. Redefine what it means to be a sinvergüenza and learn to do the things you enjoy without shitting on yourself. The waitlist is open and ready for your name. The link to join is in the show notes.